I deserved it. You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
I hope this is safe as it gets.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get the spelling of your first name?
My name is Erica.
E-R-I-C-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get the spelling of your last name?
B as in boy, R-O-W-N as in Nancy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, can I get a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
216-773-9314.
9311.
14.
14. Okay, 9314. And would you like to receive the mobile text updates on the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Can I please have your policy number and the last 6 digits of your VIN number?
My policy number is G as in girl, mm-hmm. AA, T as in Paul, 00000516. And then the last, I'm sorry.
You said G A A P 00000516. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready for the.
And then the last 6 of my VIN number is 227207.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I locate your policy. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Brown. Will you verify the addresses on the policy?
5332 Brickleberry Way in Douglasville, Georgia, and the zip code is 30134.
Yes, ma'am, and the year, make, and model of the vehicle we're calling about tonight?
2015 Ford Focus.
Yes, ma'am, what color is that vehicle?
It's red.
Yes, ma'am. Red. Okay. And what's going on with the vehicle tonight?
So I don't know what happened. There's another car. I guess their tire blew up, and I couldn't swerve from the debris, so now I got a flat tire.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. And which tire is flat?
The front driver.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you would need a tire change?
Yes.
All right. Tire change. Yes, ma'am. I have a few questions that I have to ask you. Okay. Is a good spare mm-hmm. tire in the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have more than one flat tire?
No, I checked already. I only got the one.
Yes, ma'am. Does the vehicle have lock-in hubcaps or wheels?
Yes.
Do you have the key?
Yes.
Does your spare require a special tool to remove it? A spare.
I don't think so.
Okay, so you wouldn't need the key. All right. All right. Who's going to be with the vehicle once the provider shows up?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, where is the car currently located? Do you see any businesses or anything around?
I'm sitting on the median of this 46B exit.
The median?
Like, I see it.
You're in the middle of the road?
The right side of the road. Yeah, I'm on the right side. I'm on 20 West at this 46B exit.
Okay.
So you're in the emergency lane?
Yeah.
Or emergency thing off the highway. Okay.
Emergency lane off the highway. Say that for me one more time. You're on what?
I'm on I-20 West.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait.
I-20 left. L-E-F-T?
West. W-E-S-T.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're on I-20 West, where?
I'm sitting on the median of 46B, as in boy,
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to send you an SMS, and then I'm just going to go ahead and get the latitude and longitude. It should be something coming to your phone with the latitude and longitude on it.
It says user denied the request for geolocation.
Okay, finish with the I-20 West. It says something about a B.
Okay. The exit that I'm sitting at, I'm on the median, and the exit is 46B, as in boy.
46B. Exit 46B. So that's where you're sitting at. And what city and state is this?
You're probably in Australia.
You
think you're in Australia, Erica?
They need to come, now. A lot of cars are about to be getting called about this. There's stuff all over the road. Everybody's getting flats right now.
Uh-huh. Erica, are you past?
I'm looking. So I'm at the South Cobb exit. I'm guessing this is still Australia because I haven't even passed Six Flags yet.
Okay, so she's probably in Austell.
Okay, thank you, Beth. Thank you. So she said something about a South Cobb exit too. Okay, and then ma'am, spell that for me. Something deal. Spell
Austell,
it for me.
Austell, A U.
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple. U as in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sam. T as in Tom. E is in Edward, L.
Yes, ma'am. And that's Georgia?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just 1 second so I can locate the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goodness, I can't hear anybody.
Erica, how many other people have pulled over?
It's a lot of cars pulling over now. There was a school bus that just pulled over. A truck just ran over it. A couple cars ran all over all the stuff. I hear a bunch of tires just blowing up, Lord.
Well, long as though none of them hit you and hurt you, you stay where you at. Hopefully nobody runs into your car. Okay, let me be quiet. Let me stop thinking about all kind of worst scenarios that can happen to my child.
Okay. She says something about, okay, ma'am. It says west, but this radio says south. It said, guess in Six Flags. Is Six Flags anywhere around there?
Six Flags is a couple exits up the road, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so you're...
It's like one or two exits so much, yes.
Okay.
I think Six Flags will be the next exit.
Okay.
That's all you hear is everybody.
Okay, well, they're going to run right into it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put these directions down here, and I'm going to put a description of an accident and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell them to be careful because there's debris in the road. I want them to be on the side of the road, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Eric, you want me to stay on the phone with you?
Sure, Mommy.
Okay.
Located on the exit. All right, okay, so put this in the provider note so they can know where you are. Okay, then I'm going to put a note in there about the accident. Okay.
Because, I mean, it's like one car, but, like, I don't even know what they hit. We were all just driving all of a sudden. I don't know if both the front tires went out or what. I just saw, like, a bunch of dust and stuff flying everywhere.
Is that car out here?
Yeah, that car is still over here.
Okay. So this should be enough right here. Put that in the provider notes. Okay. Get that map located. And search this one. All right. Well, I already have you mapped and located. Let me see where the what the direction says. And I'm going to go ahead and get it dispatched out for you. A text message is going to come to the phone with the providers, the person that's coming to help, phone number, and estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
No, but I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I know you was a little frustrated, but I'm glad your mom was on the phone. Because it wasn't going too good. Yes, ma'am. Well, you guys have a good night. They may give you a call back and let you know what time they're going to be there, but you're going to get a text message, and then you're going to be informed, so... You guys have a good night. And you stay safe out there, little lady.
Yeah,
Thank you. Be safe
out there.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right.